The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Hey everybody, it is the Mike O'Mara Show for Monday, 13 January 2012, and fresh from her win at the Grammys, what a night for this lady.
Very exciting. Yeah.
Big night, big lady, please welcome Adele.
Yay.
Hey. Oh,
there she is. Oh dear.
Oh.
Hello.
That smelled Adele. Just like after party.
Hello.
Kind of an entrance is that?
I'm so grateful. very grateful.
You're what?
I'm grateful.
She's grateful.
You're grapefruit?
I'm grateful to be a
thankful. Thankful.
To the victor.
Oh,
I mean, hold on. Would you mind if I took me gum?
We prefer that. Here, I'll take that.
I'm just going to put it under the seat.
Okay.
That's right.
What flavor of gum is that?
I don't know. I chewed all the flavor out of it.
I'll bet you did.
But I'm so grateful to me fans and all the people who...
All the what?
All the people...
Oh, okay.
...who voted for me. And
How many Grammys for you?
Oh, I've got six.
Six is that? That's
real.
Here's what it was.
Oh,
I was nominated. I was nominated for six, and I got six. Yeah. I got all six. I'm so happy. I can't tell you.
Oh, I think you can tell
that
us.
That was perfect volume. Yeah. That volume you had before was perfect because it was kind of under me breath.
Okay.
Under me breath, you know. Hello.
Adele.
Hello, Buzz.
Yes, Buzz Burbank, Mike O'Mara Music
Excuse me, I got
news.
Some snot.
You've got snot everywhere, Adele. Yeah. It's frankly sickening. But I want to. Oh, dear.
Look at that.
Maybe a towel.
That's a little red.
Oh.
I didn't do no cocaine, though.
No, of course not.
Don't call me anybody like that, like those drugs.
Drug stars.
We all know who we're talking
about. Don't go that way.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Adele.
What can I do for you?
I'm dying to ask you if there's any kind of rivalry between you and Susan Boyle.
Hold on just a second. If you can give me just a bit.
I understand. You've got problems.
Oh, no.
I think I've got a touch of that norovirus.
Oh, really? Let's hope not.
I hope not.
Yeah. Did you catch it at Clive's party?
I was almost late for picking up one of my Grammys.
How many again?
One of my Grammys. Six.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I almost didn't get one of my Grammys because I had a squidgy right before I was going to walk up and I was in the loo. And my God, I had my name being nominated.
Where were
and I
you?
Ran. I was in the loo. I had a squidgy.
Did you have a big party?
Oh, a big party.
Yeah.
I do a big party four times a day.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's right. Hello. Oh, hello.
Hi, Adele.
Oh. How are you?
A big fan, Oscar
Santana. I got my boyfriend, here. You know, it's not like my other boyfriend who dumped me and got engaged. That's what I wrote my song
yes.
about.
I heard that relationship was rubbish.
Oh, it was rubbish. It was bloody hell.
I wanted to ask you that you actually mentioned that relationship and what the inspiration for your songs were.
Oh, they were. Because he dumped me.
Yes.
What he did was he dumped me and then that inspired me. You've got to get rid of it, otherwise you've got a polyp. If it backs
spray.
Up, if you get your snort in your throat and it backs up, it turns into a polyp, now, a bloody polyp.
Yes,
question for you, the album that won all those awards was called 21.
I was told if I did this interview, you'd have a treat for me. Ooh. Where are me bangers and mash?
We're out of mash. The bangers got cold. I have some sweet tarts.
I don't want sweet tarts. That's a candy.
It is a candy.
I don't want a candy. I want bangers and mash. I want a full country breakfast.
How about a sweet?
I want a full country breakfast. Oh. That's what I tell
my publicist
that I would give. Yes, hello.
You've had a great Grammys.
Great Grammys.
How many did you win?
Six, you know.
Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Valentine's
tomorrow.
Day, and I got a new ball.
Talk to us about it.
It's going to be me and my bow. It's going to be a complete surprise, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what a man is supposed to do.
Yeah. Is your bow Carl Pilkington?
That's me new bow. He is an idiot abroad.
Yes.
That's right. It's Carl Pilkington.
Well, I think you do make a lovely...
How did you know?
I just guessed.
You know, it's a skinny with a fat.
That's right.
That's the way it goes. Like bangers and mash, which I should point out I don't have on this table.
Is it true your album...
Where are me bangers and mash?
Your album, 21.
Yes, 21.
True, is it true you named it after your neck size?
Oh, that's just not nice, Rob.
That's true.
I like that.
That's bloody cool. I get fat jokes all the time.
Do you?
I can handle it from the likes of you. You're not exactly petite. You're not exactly petite yourself, you know.
No. You just came off throat surgery.
That's right. I had a polyp. Great.
Oh, yeah.
How many polyps?
I thought originally when the doctor comes, I had six. I thought originally when the doctor said to me, you got a polyp, I thought it was a type of fish that you ate.
No.
And I said, well, just fry it and put it in newspaper with some chips.
Fried polyp.
You love fish served in newspaper.
Love chips. I love me chips.
Did you have trouble eating when you had that throat surgery?
No, but I just forgot to shave me legs.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget to shave my legs.
How many times a day do you shave your legs?
Six. Six times a day. With my 21-inch neck.
There are some people that talk about how you are not the prototypical pop star.
No, now, I don't think I am. I think what I am is I don't stand up. I don't dress fancy.
No.
I don't fancy myself as some sex symbol.
No,
I don't.
Clearly.
I don't like a sex symbol.
Me neither.
Oh, righto.
And some
sex symbol
have unfairly compared you to a water buffalo.
Oh, that's not
that's
nice.
Unfair.
That's
unfair.
You,
know,
you that's didn't have to bring that.
That's
up.
The kind of fat joke that I'm not going to tolerate from the likes of you.
No, that's what I'm saying. I actually disagree with them now.
If you don't have bangers and mash, how about a bag of your American chips?
How many would you like?
I'd like a six. Six with extra salt.
Okay, we'll look at
the salt and vinegar.
Oh, I heard something.
I do think I'm coming down with that norovirus.
How do you suppose you got it?
I don't know. Probably shaking hands while those Americans don't wash their hands after they've been in the loo.
Did anyone look ill last night? How about Joe Walsh?
Oh, Joe Walsh. He smelled.
Did he really?
He smelled like copper and a cheese.
Wow.
Stilton.
That's an odd combination.
Stilton blue.
A fine British Stilton.
That's right. I'd love to hang around and chat, but unfortunately I got a roll. I got a squidgy.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, where's the Mike O'Mara show loo?
Oh, it's down the hall.
This way, please.
I understand he doesn't have two bathrooms. He's got six.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, look. Pay attention, everybody. Wadsworth, am I right in thinking there is nobody else in this house?
No.
Then there is someone else in this house.
No, sorry. I said no meaning yes.
No meaning yes? Look, I want a straight answer. Is there someone else or isn't there, yes or no?
No.
No, there is or no, there isn't?
Yes.
Please!
Well, there is still some confusion as to whether or not there's anybody else in this house.
I told you there isn't.
There isn't any confusion or there isn't anybody else?
Either. Or both.
Just give me a clear answer.
Certainly. What was the question?
Is there anybody else in the house?
No!
No!
That's what he says. But does he know? I suggest we handle this in proper military fashion. We split up and search the house.
Suppose that one of us is the murderer. If we split up into pairs, whichever one of us is left with a killer might get killed.
Then we would have discovered who the murderer is.
But the other half of the pair would be dead.
This is war, Peacock. Casualties are inevitable. You cannot make an omelet without breaking eggs. Every cook will tell you that.
But look what happened to the cook.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
It is Monday.
Yeah.
February 13, 2012, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. Heard in 149 countries more than 12 million times. This is America's most beloved podcast. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yay!
You can call us, kids, at 718-506-1625. That's 718-506-1625.
506-1625 or 718-500-1625.
Okay.
I like
and
that.
We're at MikeOmeraShow.com, and of course, you know that because you're listening right now if you're listening to it. So you've already figured that out. That's kind of like
they're
saying,
listening through iTunes. That's just reminding them to visit the website.
Oh, that's right. They could be listening through iTunes, too. Our show today brought to you by M.C. Ginsberg. M.C. Ginsberg is jewelry of all kinds or any work of art you create. It's your one-of-a-kind keepsake headquarters. If you need an object or dream up an object, visit mcginsberg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsberg builds your imagination, and we are delighted to be with you on post-Grammy Monday.
You still got your Grammy hangover, Mike?
I watched the whole god darn thing, and I'm beginning to think I agree with the people that might say that's the best one. I think it might be.
The award show?
It might be.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Grammys. We will talk about Whitney Houston, and when I talk about Whitney Houston, I will talk about Facebook hatred, which I experienced a lot of yesterday, which I normally don't. Let me see. Oscar influenced me with his horrible driving story. Mine is not nearly as good as
really?
His. Mine will simply be a quick driving tip.
Okay.
And if it had happened, Jesus Christ, you guys would have had to laugh.
No.
That's how. Wow.
Is it like a PSA?
Yes. If I had bought it the way I bought it, and I was able to communicate the way I bought it after I was dead, which would be impossible.
All I know is if you had died this weekend, Clive would have canceled the party.
That's right. Clive.
Poor Clive.
You know what? Clive is not exactly an emotional guy.
No,
he's sort of a cold fish, I feel.
Whitney was I really believe that I'm going to, and it's just,
hey, Clive. Yeah. Clive, wake up.
Well, he can't move his face anymore.
Sturgis, our big ride out to Sturgis, still trying to figure it out. RJ and I are comparing notes. I'll have some comment on Sturgis and tell you what the big holdup might be for Sturgis.
When you're maybe the holdup,
I'll give you a clue.
Okay. When you're doing your research, maybe the holdup. If you do the same way on the computer that Mark did, are you looking for Sturgis or Sturfus? Because we had a rather unfortunate typo last week that has since been corrected.
Yes.
But you can probably get into Sturfus for a fraction of the cost.
Mark has a lot of tasks at hand, and he's got 25 different shows in development.
That's right.
One that he really cares about.
That's right.
And then he actually thanked me.
That's right.
And that's good. Applause, RJ. Thank you very much. Just occasionally things slip through the cracks.
That's all right.
And when it's online, everybody sees it, so everybody can critique
it. But, you know, everyone knows Sturfus. It's in North Dakota.
But when did I do that?
That was on one of the show captions last week.
Yeah, one of the actual show identifiers that we have on our main website.
Really?
Mike's trip to Sturfus.
Yeah, Sturfus. Mm.
And what is it, Rob? Can you correct it, please? It is really called
Sturgis.
Right.
That's right.
Where the G stands for got any money?
Right. Now, and the thing, we'll explain Sturgis when I get to talking about it.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I guess out west and also from the East Coast, a lot of people travel to Sturgis.
Yes.
Every year.
It's their big trip.
I've seen the sign for Sturgis where the S is actually a dollar sign.
Yeah. But not that the motels or the people gouge the customers out there. In that urinary tract called Sturgis.
Well, what's really great is anytime you've got what we like to call a destination, Mike, whether it be a beach, a mountain community, or perhaps where the greatest motorcyclers in the world convene.
Yes.
Everyone takes a fair look at what it's worth, and that's all they charge. Because they're going to make it up in volume, volume, volume.
Wrong, Buffalo Breath. anyway.
Belong to you.
Let me see. Anybody want to double down on winter? That's what we start our show with. We'll have that on
it
the program.
It was cold last night.
And I have a new term that I got from my dinner companion, Mr. Decio, and his lovely wife, attorney, Mr. Decio, who is a very, very funny dinner companion.
Yes.
And come to find out, his lovely bride is equally funny, and she gave me this wonderful term.
Would you call him the funniest attorney in the world?
I think he's the best. I think he's the best attorney
okay,
I've ever
had. Okay,
excellent. Cool. I really think, like, on anything, if I needed a guy,
that's your guy.
Yeah, that's my guy, and I'm not the only one that feels that way. There are a lot of movers and shakers, and sometimes, and I think he has me around for comic relief, and I'm fine with that.
You are... the jester.
I'm the jester.
That's fine.
And he's just, you know, he's good at what he does. But the lead story today is March 31st, folks. Yes. We got our big live show coming to the State Theater. This is the only one we're going to do all year. So if you're thinking we're going to pop into a venue, we'll do one next year.
And maybe ever.
2003. Maybe ever. Because God knows with the health of this crew.
And depending, depending on Mike's driving tip, you know, we'll try to make it till March.
You never, never know. March 31st, we have our music for the TMOS Live, the Mike O'Mara Show Live, featuring our wonderful Elvis impersonator and the music of international recording artists Black Gold. That happened to be related to Mark Roddick. What? I'm very excited about that.
Really?
Do they have new tunage in the works?
They actually do. They have a whole slew of new tunes. Oh, they're getting ready for a new album.
Well, they're amazing, and you might have seen them on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. We got them!
Right? Oh, they're awesome.
And we are very excited to have them. We're very excited to have an uncensored live show, which will be broadcast, and you know, it will also involve audience participation.
Wonderful.
Details to follow. As a matter of fact, if you want the details, it's very easy. Just show up at the State Theater on Saturday night, March 31st. We could not be more excited about this.
Yeah. Sign the release form and leave all hope behind.
I am here to say, yes, I know it. You don't have to email me. Yes, this is an idea to do a live show at the State Theater, completely stolen.
Yes.
From Oscar Santana and Mr. Chad Dukes.
I like to say inspired.
Well,
it's an homage, really.
Yes.
You know, it's not like, well, you say everybody does live shows. No, they did it, and they did it, and they had the balls to do it.
Yes, they did.
And I didn't. And so once I saw, well, if they can do
this
it,
works.
I can do it too. And, you know, that's all I thought. The night I was there as a guest on their show, I said, oh, my God, I have to. That's the first time as soon as I saw this, I said, I've got to do this.
It's an amazing. It's an amazing venue. Just Google it if you want to see pictures. The Stath Theater.
All right.
You know what's great? And we were talking about this is that at the end of the day, we both share.
And at the beginning, really.
True. We both share audiences.
Right. I didn't really know that until the night I walked on stage at your event. I was so warmly received. That's where I kind of said we got to do
this. And what's
great
about it is I can't wait to see the amount of people that come out and the type of show. It's going to be a different type of show.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a totally different show. Yeah. This is not going to be your run-of-the-mill little sit-in-the-living-room show. However, we are transporting the living room to the stage of the State Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool. You know, and also, just tell the interns, get ready for sore muscles.
And like we do every day for the show, black tie.
Black tie. Yes. We will be in tuxedos. Which Rob will be in a dinner jacket. Now, listen, when I say black tie, I use the term loosely.
You know. So we don't have to tie the tie?
You can wear it around your neck.
Wait,
you can tie it. You can wear the T-shirt. I don't care. Yes.
Wait, Friday I walked in.
Yes.
And you dropped the bomb on me that we're going to wear tuxes.
We are.
Well, kind of.
Okay. It's black tie. But
you
I
know
mean,
what it is?
It's, everybody can wear that. Listen.
It's creative
example,
black tie.
I was reviewing my pictures of the red carpet at the Grammys. And everybody wears a different variety. I don't want us all to be wearing like black ties with red carnations. I would like everybody to bring their
individual
different type of
tuxedo T-shirt.
Yes,
right.
As a matter of fact,
right, of course.
I'll even go further.
Plan B.
That if someone would like to wear a lovely evening gown, that would be accepted.
Oh, wow.
But it's not like I require that of anybody on this
Mike,
group.
What about a cocktail dress?
A cocktail dress
something
would really
be plunging in the back.
I shall look into this.
Yeah.
Let me just say, as someone who Rob and I both have been known to do drag.
Yes.
Rob, you would make me, if you would commit, not necessarily to the bulk of the show, but at some point during the evening.
All right.
To be, if Dolores could be introduced.
One of your costume changes.
It would make me, and it could be 5 seconds, Rob. But I mean,
let me explore costumery because the thing is even though I've lost some weight, I still believe I'm a woman size 60.
Think Adele.
So let me look, and I shall see. Yeah.
God bless you.
I shut no doors,
it's
Mike.
Just, you
I
know,
shut no doors.
And incidentally, leading up to March 31st, this is really, you've just figured out how I'm writing the show. That's really how the show is going to be written. You've given me a good 15 minutes. minutes by doing that.
Tune in and watch it evolve before your very eyes.
It will be like no show we have ever done. It will be the only live show we're doing this year, and that is the truth. We're going to do other tomfoolery and hijinks during the year,
right.
But this is going to be the only live one on stage, and it's the first one that we've really done
very unique.
This way, and we are very, very
excited
about it. And it will also feature, the show will start, I believe, with Elvis.
I think that's a good idea.
I think if you start a show with Elvis, Aaron Presley, you can't go wrong.
Right.
Followed by Black Gold, and they'll do a couple of sets for us that night. Plenty of booze and plenty of food, and you can get, they've got tables at the State Theater. You got to get those awfully early, though.
Yes.
Because the tables go in the blink of an eye. And the tickets, let me see, I've got it right here. Tickets will go on sale for our VIPs on Wednesday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And for everybody else on Friday.
That's right.
So get ready, VIPs. If you want to get those tables, get those tickets soon.
Now is the time to really use your VIP-ness.
Tomorrow, guys, is that too soon? Will I have the ticket information
for
tomorrow? Tickets go on sale Wednesday, and everybody gets them on Friday.
On Friday. Cool.
And we're very excited. That's March 31st. Mark the date at the State Theater. We are going to be there. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be incredible. And we want to pack the joint, because otherwise I will commit Harry Carey.
That's right. That's he will. He's not kidding.
And if you do pack the joint, he will do his voice of Harry Carey. So either way.
I'm standing on the State Theater steps.
Do you have a knife, Harry?
I'm going to hurl myself off of the steps. Yes. Yes, and I will do at least 11 impersonations on March 31st.
Wow.
Nice.
That's 11. Nearly twice the number of Grammys that Adele won.
Yes. Almost a dozen.
Exactly. That's should true. Be a lot of fun.
And they all sound like Uncle Cartoon by the end of the night.
The big news, what people probably have been waiting to hear us talk about, the Whitney Houston news broke over the weekend.
Yeah.
Just an amazing, amazing entertainment story. And really, someone who... No one can disagree about the lady's level of talent.
Right.
And, I think we all probably mocked her when she had the Bobby Brown years. But, Jesus, this was absolutely a mind blower that she passed away as young as she did. But if you saw her life and you saw what she was all about.
Kind of expected.
So it's all over Facebook. That's the way we communicate now. The internet is the way we disseminate our information.
Are you with me? Shades of Michael Jackson all over again.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Very similar.
Right? Shock but not surprise.
How did you find out?
Dinner.
Oh, wow.
Dinner I was taking my lovely wife out to dinner on Friday night, and the waitress hipped us to it. And was it Friday night?
It was Saturday night.
I was out with Mr. DCO on Saturday night. That's when we found out. So it was Saturday night that we found out. And it was so funny because we're sitting in the restaurant, and you see everybody is in their phones.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Uh-huh. Right.
Our life has changed. We all get our information, and it was a...
One thing that has really changed in the, I think, this century, or counting the 1900s as well, is, things have gotten faster, but we are so married to our phones now.
Mm-hmm.
It's really what has changed how we do it.
Fixing my camera.
You remember the communicator pin
they
used to have on Star Trek? They'd tap their chest and they could
talk? Yeah, they could talk.
They're making a pin like that for your smartphone. So that you can activate Siri or whatever just by tapping. You don't even have to get the phone out of your pocket.
Mark is going to be covered in bruises.
it was a mind-blowing, it's one of those that makes you stop.
Yes.
And everybody starts talking about it, and, then you move on. But then on Facebook over the weekend, I threw up just a little bitty piece of my dinner. No, a little comment on
just
Facebook.
Like
a little comment on Facebook, and then the gates of hell... ended up opening.
Now, what did you
day.
Say? Because I mean, I wrote that it made me angry because it's a waste.
I put let me get it. Let me get
all
it
right.
up here for you.
Yeah,
so
I'm
so,
curious
so
to
we
know
can
what
do this because this
because I knew it grew scabs and hair.
It
and
was
everything.
It was really just and it was surprising. Like, I know that I do, a lot of slamming of people on this show. I know to do it on a regular basis, but there's certain things that I think there's a little. Decorum that one should have, and some people don't have it.
I had,
and I don't suffer them.
I had a couple posts that I took down off my wall, and I wrote to the people. I said, "Come on, time and place."
Now I got 106
and it really
comments.
Is that.
And one of the things that I enjoy that a lot of people don't is that I can get all these comments, and it's fun for me to talk about something that's the issue of the day. I wrote this: when she performed at her peak, there was no better female singer in the world than Whitney Houston. This is a sad day for anyone who was ever touched by her talent. Very tough to look at her less talented ex-husband and not feel some anger. I thought that was a generic statement that everybody looked at Bobby Brown and kind of said, he certainly didn't help her. I mean, she's self-destructive in her own way. You can make the argument that she was doing drugs long before Bobby Brown, which I think might be a fact.
You're right.
But the fact is, I don't think he did anything for her.
No.
And I think he contributed to that spiral of self-destruction that she went through. So I went through all this, and you get about a few comments. People say, yeah, she had a great talent. She had this. She had that. And then, the haters start to arrive. And
they have a schedule. Don't they operate on pretty much the same schedule? They let the dust settle a little bit, and then they go in for the kill.
And it's like, when I put that up there, you're welcome to give me your opinion. That's fine.
Sure.
That's what a thread is about. Mm-hmm. But I'm also able to control my thread.
Yes.
And do that. And I just got a little burned out on a couple of people that were on there just all of a sudden making it about them and making about the fact that she brought it upon herself, who cares, whatever. And the haters, I just wasn't in the mood for the haters, and nor was anybody on the thread. Then this dude gets on. This dude decides that he's just going to be super, super pissy. And
I'm sure he was very cool as well. Cool about it. Hey, dude.
He maintains. I have had maybe 20 run-ins with people on Facebook since I have even been on Facebook, which I think is pretty damn good.
Pretty good record.
Considering the nature of it. It's always these dudes that have the baby pictures. It's always the dudes
I've noticed that
pose with their kids.
Yeah.
They end up, some of these guys, not everybody, I'm talking about
right.
the haters happen to always Turn have these kind of pictures that right. they have.
Yeah,
there.
Mark.
Yeah. And hi.
The thing is Mark poses with other people's babies, which I don't understand at all.
So this guy brings up the fact that nobody gets choked up when the troops,
right.
When someone dies overseas.
When somebody dies overseas. I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Have you been to Walter Reed? I've been to Walter Reed. I've gotten choked up, literally, sitting in the car in the parking lot of Walter Reed Hospital after being at the Matsies unit. I have gotten choked up, a-hole. And I resent that.
Of course.
Because you're not, I don't care. If you're not influenced by this, that's fine. Keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. The person died 24 hours ago. Keep it, I don't need to know, but it's just like, I don't understand why. And it's just that negativity. And so I give this person crap, and I gave another person crap. And, and it was just, I'm like, shut up. But this guy just goes on and on and on. And then he takes on our friend Tripp and says,
there we go.
Tripp says, don't tell me what, to not get choked up. I said, I can mourn the death of Whitney Houston. I'm paraphrasing here. Right. And I also was there when the embassy was bombed, and I had buddies that were killed there. And it's just, and it explodes into this. And then this guy finally, he goes over the line, and he writes something along the line that, let me see. Sorry, she's a washed-up star that drugged herself to death in a luxury hotel room. Hard for me to be sympathetic. She could sing. Well, so what? It's okay, let's dismiss anybody with talent. So what? Yeah. Hey, millions of records. So what? So that's pretty mellow, and that's pretty, meek
but
and
he's
mild.
But he's just digging. He's but just... The poking the bear.
Is you can't look. I get where he's coming
guy,
from.
The guy that wrote, you get where he's coming. I'm not on him yet.
No,
this ain't started yet. This is when he goes over. This guy, this other guy, Jeffrey writes, dude. If you and I'm using dude for the guy's name because I'm not going to mention his name because that might. Sometimes they do it for that.
So
and I'm
his
not
name
give
isn't
it.
Dude.
He's already fully turgid because he's
dude
probably
Walker.
It's not dude Walker.
No, he said you have neither the wisdom nor the experience to render a valid opinion on this matter. Your comment regarding war wounded is as ignorant as it is insulting. Your belief that you have an answer evidence your belief that you have the answer evidences you have never really asked a pertinent question in your life. Whitney is not a washed-up star. She was a human being that could not find the beauty in life that her voice gave to others. I thought that was a great
sentence. Well put.
Brilliant. I cannot imagine what you are. So this guy's starting to get some heat from everybody. Then I thank the guy, Jeffrey, for his threat because I thought he was pretty together.
Yeah.
Then Tripp weighs in, calls the guy a douche.
You know what about Tripp? Tripp, not a quitter.
He says, no. I was on the USS Iwo Jima, and Chip, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but I was on the USS Iwo Jima off the coast of Beirut on October 23rd, 83, when the Marine barracks was taken down by a suicide car bomber. I lost three friends that morning,
wow.
and I helped remove bodies of my fallen brothers from the rubble. Don't you tell me that no one gets choked up when an 18-year-old soldier loses an arm or a leg in an IED blast. You incredible F-stick. Just because we acknowledge the loss of an artistic talent does not mean we lack respect for our fallen countrymen.
Right.
Bingo.
Yes.
Well, just because you want to share that doesn't mean... And I hate it when people bring the patriotism into it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
What about this? You know. But with that said, you know, he was given his part. I was given mine. That was cool.
Right.
And he was, you know, he wasn't going on the line. I say well said, Trip. Which I'm sure pissed this guy off more.
Right.
All right, and then do I have the last one? I might have deleted it.
I wonder what kind of rage comes over a man when he's like fighting literally like a schoolyard battle on a Facebook thread. Like,
yeah.
What is that guy doing? Where is he sitting? And what is he doing that's going to really say, I'm going to get them with this? And
so I say to the dude, I said, hey, listen, man, you know, get some human decency. Yeah. That's all we're asking for here. And then this dude writes back to me, human decency? Haven't you made a career out of exploiting callers to your shows that have mental and physical defects?
Here we go.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, made a career.
There
you go. That's how I've made my career, is having Tom Gavin on has made my career. Now he's getting, he's done at this point.
He's throwing haymakers, that's all he's got.
Well, he's already said he doesn't respect talent.
You, sir, have no right to discuss human decency. And I'm like, oh, God. I accidentally deleted some stuff here because I don't think I've got his worst. Oh, no, I don't have the worst.
You know, it's funny, Mike, when I look back over your career, I do recall isolated incidents of entertainment as well. When you weren't busy making fun of people, I recall an occasional chuckle.
What this guy did was he writes back to Tripp and says, I wish it had been you in that barracks.
No.
Instead of, we might have had some good lights around.
They're out there.
So, this is kind of my little, I got a little framework. I got a little deal that I, wishing death is when I got
where
a problem.
You draw the line.
No go.
That's when I do it, and that's when I said on my little thing yesterday, because I said I got this AFF beer named that's crossed the line, not by disrespecting me, which he did, or trashing Whitney Houston, which he did, but by wishing death on one of my listeners. What I like about Facebook is there's accountability. Have at it.
Right.
I never do that. Yeah. I did it, but and so he personally messaged me, bring it on, you fat F. And he uses the full word.
Right.
And then he, of course, he disappears, as they always do, because they get inundated.
Well, he's going to have a hell of a Monday. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was just, you know what? It just, to me, was, there's so many, you know, Facebook's normally a very nice area. But I don't want to hear about you people.
I agree.
I don't want to hear that you don't understand why Whitney Houston, you know, is getting all this. She was somebody that was talented, and her music touched people, and that was it. And you know, and so it was a very festive day on Facebook.
Do you remember the first record you played of her?
Yeah, because I worked on that record.
You got to add the record to the station you were
WYRE,
at, right?
Yeah, when I was at WYRE, and I don't remember the record guy that worked me out. It might have been Tommy.
I think it was Tommy.
She might have been Schoberg's. Yeah. I'm not sure, or frankly, he's one of the good guys.
I thought they were the same guys.
And it was just incredible.
So
that.
How did that come about?
He brought I.
You should give a little background because there are people that don't know that records used to have to be pitched to PDs.
Yeah, even if you had a small station, record guys would pitch that. And even if you had a small station in a small market, which I did, they would pitch you on a record to play because they wanted you to play it as well. The record representatives were responsible for getting these records out.
Now
it would be called, they want to make it viral. You know, they want to get it out there. And I remember the first time I heard it. I remember the album, and it was just it blew me away. And I remember that I took a lot of crap for saying that I liked The Bodyguard because it was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
I loved The Bodyguard.
I really liked it.
And, you know, other than that, you know, I totally agree with everybody that said she ruined her life by being involved with drugs and stuff. But, for this period of time, certain talents, I think, get a little bit of a grace period because we mourn them so much. And I was surprised at my reaction.
I was too.
That I was emotional about it. But we'll take a break. We'll open it up to the floor. A little more on Whitney Houston, and then we'll talk about the Grammys when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I just do.
Whoa. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time.
Yes.
Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Already?
Yes, tomorrow is the 14th Valentine's Day. We're going to have our special Valentine's show tomorrow.
That's right.
That involves nothing. brought to you by Pro Flowers. Put her in the mood for love with chocolates, flowers, and so much more with gifts delivered.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Perfect timing, Rob.
Gifts delivered on time from Pro Flowers. There's still time to check out some of their amazing specials.
That's right.
Click the Pro Flowers ad right now.
Right. Like an overnight.
Make sure that you can say
Happy Valentine's Day.
I want to thank everybody in the living room right now for meeting before the show and helping me record that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. This is one of our affiliate programs.
Please
you know
do.
How it works. If you're doing the last minute thing online, it's you're at an office, oh, Jesus, I'm not going to the flower store. You go to Pro Flowers, and if you do that, I guarantee that you will have a
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's Mark with the low voice.
Thank you. It's wonderful stuff. And,
it sure is.
It's great stuff.
Sure really is. Top notch.
So Whitney was the centerpiece of the Grammys. We all watched, I don't know, did you guys watch the Grammys last night?
Yeah, yep. I liked it. You know what? I think it might be the best award show.
I think I...
They managed to cram a lot of entertainment in
that's
there.
That's the difference
it
right there.
It seems to me, in recent years, I have thoroughly enjoyed the Grammys, and I every time I watch the Grammys I think all year that I'm totally out of it when it comes to music, and then I like almost everything
right.
I see.
Well, the problem is the Grammys gets you up to date for what happened already,
right?
That doesn't help you look forward, and that's the problem.
I hated the award show.
Why?
You hated the Grammys last
yes.
night? Oh, good. Tell us why.
Well, I didn't like. I'm a fan of Nicki Minaj, and the performance she did was so strange.
Did you find it beguiling?
And it had nothing to like. I don't even know. I've never even heard the song she sang.
I didn't care.
Yeah, I sat. Right. I loved it.
Riveted.
It was certainly spectacle, wasn't it?
I loved it.
Yeah. I
loved the whole at the beginning. I loved that.
I felt like she was trying to outdo Lady Gaga.
She was,
and the only Lady Gaga can pull that off.
Well,
Lady Gaga was like the woman forgotten last.
Yes.
Year.
Well, that was 2 years ago. I see something like that, it looked like she was doing that for herself. And if you're going to do
the
spectacle, it has the spectacle
the
has to be for
suck.
The people.
Oh, come on,
the song did.
And
suck.
Then two, I also felt like there wasn't enough Whitney throughout the evening.
But keep
that
in
is,
mind,
that is absolutely. I said that last night.
But
when
you
I was
know
watching.
What? How could they if the Whitney news broke 22 hours before the broadcast? That thing has been scripted for 3 weeks.
Yeah, you subtract.
You have to, but you know what? You're dealing with those people. I told Carrie on Saturday night, I said, they're screwed tomorrow.
Well, I think they went over a reasonable amount of time, and that might have been the reason. But when they did the tribute, I expected more. Jennifer Hudson, fine rendition of I Will Always Love You, but at the end of the day, you know, I mean, I said at the end of the day.
I know.
I
and at the beginning of the day.
You know, really, to me, it was not enough.
Well, you know
where
what?
Was Mariah Carey?
I loved LL.
Where was?
I loved LL Cool J. I thought he was fantastic as a host.
Where,
he didn't do anything that was out of his wheelhouse, and that's what I loved about his
where
hosting.
Where was Beyonce? Like, look, Jennifer Hudson.
Beyonce
a great
just
singer.
Gave birth, didn't she?
It doesn't matter. They could have got somebody, or maybe somebody.
Well, Jay Z.
Many of the baby singers were nominated.
Well, you know where was Beyonce and Jay Z and Kanye? Kanye, who's Mr. Award Show, Mr. Little Bitch, if he doesn't wear, doesn't win an award. Where was he? And he wins a Grammy for Best Rap Record, and he's not there to accept it. That was weird to me. I don't know whether they're on tour or what the hell.
The thing that surprised me about Jennifer Hudson, who is undoubtedly one of the better new voices, and I've got some of her right here. This.
Oh, that's the best choice, though.
Yeah,
what,
but you
what
know
a great
what?
Choice to have her do it.
But it really shows how great Whitney's voice was because
it ain't
this.
No, right. Because Whitney was in a different register.
Right.
But just the quality of the voice, and there's something that's hard to put your finger on, almost a sweetness to Whitney's voice when she recorded
it. You know, here's the thing.
This is a great voice, make no doubt, but it just is not Whitney's voice.
It's funny the people that didn't get Whitney, and obviously there were a few of them out there, but I will tell you that when I remember Desert Storm, I remember that anthem. And
do you
want to
hear
it
now?
I know
we
it
won't
like,
have time to do the whole thing in the vault. And I brought it in because I know it's
your
favorite.
You know what? Here's the thing. Well, what I'd like to do is I wouldn't mind you playing it.
At the end of the show.
Okay,
yeah.
I've got it.
Close at the end of the show because it is to me, yes. And if one more person says, well, she was lip syncing. You have to lip sync the anthem the way those Super Bowl shows work.
Right.
She recorded it.
Yeah.
Okay, it was an amazing recording.
It's
it was
voice.
Also an amazing arrangement of the national
beautiful.
Anthem.
Beautiful.
And I will never forget, I have never heard the national anthem, where I was more moved, and millions of people were affected the same way.
Yes.
If she did nothing in her career, that was right. It. And you know what? Kelly Clarkson did a great job at the most recent one. It doesn't even come close to Whitney.
You can talk about the fact that she was lip syncing, but when you watch the film or the tape of her doing it, she's obviously singing it there. Even though you're not hearing her actual voice, there is a victory and a pride in that performance that her face conveys. Mm-hmm. It is really a classic and wonderful performance.
Do you guys want to hear from a guy that I blocked?
Yeah,
on Facebook.
I do.
This could be very dangerous. This could be very dangerous. Let's give it a try. This is Joseph from Houston, Texas. Joseph, why did I block you, my friend?
I don't know. It hurts, Mike.
Well, wait. Now, wait a minute.
Oh, you know what? Is this Joseph Jimenez?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Jose.
Wait a minute, Joseph. I didn't block. Did I? No, I didn't block. You're still on my Facebook.
It seems that you have blocked him, and he's been messaging me this weekend wondering why, and I didn't know why.
I blocked you?
Well, the chat room tells me that I said I wouldn't be able to make the show on your show thread, the live show thread, and that was the wrong thing to say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Joseph, I'm going to revisit that because you've been very snarky and very negative, but I don't dislike you, and so
nice,
I will revisit that. But I will revisit that.
I love
that.
You.
Okay, I love you.
But remember, Joseph, never RSVP in the negative.
That's right.
No, I don't like those. I did block a guy just randomly, that guy Curly.
Oh, okay.
That guy Curly, because he's just, I was getting too much.
Well, did that
was simply too much. There was stuff all the time, and
it opened up a slot on your friends list. Are you going to add Shemp now?
Shemp?
Yeah, now the Curly's gone.
Jesus. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed that.
You didn't.
God, wow.
I thought that was one for you, Mike. I thought you liked that.
All right. So going through the Grammys, I like the performance by Cool J, LL Cool J.
The ladies love Cool J.
Although Carla has a great drinking game. And I couldn't post this because I feared it would sound racist if I posted it.
Oh, man.
Well, but it doesn't sound racist if I say that. The LL Cool J hosts the Grammy. Why am I hearing reverb? There we go. The LL Cool J drinking game is to take a shot every time he licks his lips.
Oh, he did a lot of that. Yeah.
He does it. That's all he does. But I'll tell you. That's his tell.
But you know what? For someone who was not an obvious choice to host,
yes,
he did a great job.
I thought he kicked ass.
Sincere, and
I wish
really
all
him.
Hosts would be like that. Straight ahead. It was a beautiful thing to do the prayer at the beginning. I think it was appropriate, mm-hmm. even though you know this is a mixed group as far as religiously. I thought that was good.
Sure.
I became a Bruno Mars fan last night because I thought that band. There's nothing I like better than a tight band, and that band kicked ass.
Yeah. Did you like when right after the prayer, Bruce Springsteen came on?
Yes.
And he said, America, are you alive?
I didn't notice it until today when it got all the press that it did. Did you pick up on that when it happened? And go, oh, boy, that's inappropriate.
Well, you know what the thing is a lot of people don't know this about Bruce Springsteen. A lot of his remarks are very carefully scripted. And if you go and listen to like performances from a tour, city to city, monologues will be the same every night.
Yeah.
Even though they sound like he's making them up.
Right.
I imagine he was ready to go with that. And that would have been a great way to open the entire broadcast. Do you remember like 3 years ago, the Police opened the Grammys? The first thing you heard was, hello, America, we're the Police and we're back.
Right.
Well, if you open the broadcast, not with a prayer, but with him saying, America, are you alive? Then it works.
What they should have done is done the prayer and then Jennifer Hudson and then the show.
Yeah,
that's what I would have done.
So did you but the overall, like the acts, the musical acts, take out Nicki Minaj out of that.
Okay.
Did you like some of the performances?
I don't know enough about who's the guy with Alzheimer's?
Glenn Campbell.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Oscar, about your take.
Like,
on Glenn
I know
Campbell.
The band Perry. I know most of the people that are up there, but I didn't know. And I thought that the Beach Boys blew.
The Beach Boys was the worst part of
that. That was the worst.
And there's a reason for that. It's because not the fact that they're 70 and the main talent of the Beach Boys are, you know, either not themselves or not there anymore. But Good Vibrations is the ultimate created in the studio record.
Right.
You can't do Good Vibrations
live.
If you want to do a live song, do Help Me Rhonda or Fun, Fun,
Here it
Fun.
Here it is. And this, I think, can put it in perspective. at the Grammys, you do have to have things that are disasters as well. That, to me, contributes to the overall entertainment value of the performance.
Right.
And it's like, when I put on my Facebook was Beach Boys,
I saw that.
And then, you know, it was just because I was like looking at that going, oh, my God, it was horrible. I mean, really, and Mike Love always creeps me out.
Oh.
Mike Love looks like he's like a cartel kingpin
on a Bolivian
you know, island or something like that. This is Rhinestone Cowboy. And Glenn, hope he makes it through that tour.
Poor guy. Yeah, such sad. A great guitarist.
I had tears in my eyes.
All things considered, I thought his performance was actually pretty good. All things considered. And I love Glenn Campbell. I thought it was an inspiring moment.
Do you think... Here's what I thought. This is a legendary performer.
Yes.
His stage choreography that was just... I mean, he was practically sprinting back and forth. Yeah. Was that... Because he's kind of out of it, or is that the way he normally performs? I mean, I hate that.
I think that's all he has in terms of stage presence. Stage. Okay. I think he's probably always done that.
Right.
But I thought, you know, his ad-libs and the ending, you know, and Cowgirls. I mean, just the way he handled the song, I thought he was a sign that he was kind of in control of
that. Yeah, and I thought, really, Gentle on My Mind is, if you don't think that's a tear-jerking record, when you hear a guy's got Alzheimer's and they came out and they did, who's the group that did that? Because Blake Shelton did Gentle on My Mind, and Blake Shelton did Southern Nights.
If
you get one like that, where they arrange it and they kill it, they did such a great job.
My thought with that, I thought it was nice that Glenn Campbell sang, and I like to hear him sing, but if it was even doubtful, what you do is you do have other artists do his songs and then show them in the audience, and then you avoid any awkward.
Yeah, but it was, you know, he did okay.
Adele was amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing, and really, you know.
Come on!
I like the one guy when I put the teaser for the show that we'll have a post Grammy interview with Adele, and the guy writes, "Because she's fat, right?"
Well, Mike, you made a career of making fun of the less fortunate.
Because I can, because I'm fat too,
and so am I.
Right.
So
as a matter of fact, that guy called me a fat F. We got a break, but let's get. I'm going to do something I rarely do. Let me get these phone calls.
Let's clear these out, Mike.
Okay, this will go well.
Ken from Ohio, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you real quick?
I saw that Facebook thread that was going on yesterday.
Yes, sir.
That dude is the supreme dick of all dicks.
I mean, yes.
I don't understand how he can even attempt to take the moral high ground after telling a vet it should have been you.
That's when I'd had it with the guy, and I just said enough is enough, and you know, have at it. I really did, because that's when there's such cowards anyway.
Those folks are out there.
They're being the big flex the muscle people on Facebook,
right?
And I think that's just such a coward's way. Just doing that on the internet is the ultimate coward, you know. And and his message, you know, bring it on. Like, hey, what, are we gonna fight?
Yeah.
Is that what it's going to be? You know,
virtual fighting.
Well, what he'll do is he will arrange a Google Hangout, and you can fight.
Frank from New Jersey, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, podcasting gods. How are you?
We're doing great, Frank. What can we do for you?
I want to see a couple of shows. Have you guys seen The Walking Dead, Once Upon a Time? Have you guys seen Alcatraz and The River?
I have seen The River. Buzz and I were supposed to review that last week. In a nutshell, Buzz, did you like The River?
I liked it. I'm going to be back. Not as scary as I thought, but definitely creepy, and that I like.
You could absolutely duplicate what Buzz said.
Okay,
I said. I will check it out again, but maybe only once, just to go back and see it. I have not seen The Walking Dead, heard good things about it.
It's on Netflix, Mike. You'd love it. Within the first minute, you're going to be hooked.
Isn't that about Mike Love?
And hey, Frank, when is Alcatraz on? Because I want to check that one out.
Alcatraz is on tonight. I think it's at 8 o'clock or at 9 o'clock.
Let me check that one out.
It's amazing. They go back and forth. It's like whoever is the criminal of the day, they'll go back and show him in Alcatraz, and they'll show him in present time. It's
all right,
amazing.
Very good. I'll check it out. Thank you very much. Let's get through a couple more of these, and then we got to take a break. The Bud Man. This could not possibly go well.
No.
The Bud Man. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go ahead.
Hey guys, a quick note here. 17 years ago today, I had outpatient surgery. They sent me home. I was hopped up on morphine, and that day I discovered the Don and Mike Show. You guys were doing strip trivia, and I've been hooked ever since.
God bless you, Bud Man. I appreciate that. How's your health? It's your birthday.
It's birthday.
All right, really, Michael O'Mara, happy birthday to the Bud Man. Want you happy birthday?
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Thanks, Bud.
And how's your health today, Bud Man?
doing real well. I'm still able to play guitar. I've been playing guitar for a long time, so that was a heck of a day. I'll always remember that day.
God bless you. We appreciate
still able
you
to make
listening.
Phone calls.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know what's amazing? In 2 more days, his morphine subscription wears out. Prescription, rather. I'm sorry. I fell asleep during the call.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been.
I don't know, Mike. I can still play guitar.
Hey, got a call from the backyard. Craig in Manassas. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Got a quick question. Did anyone else notice how lumpy Jennifer Aniston was, or Jennifer Hudson was, from the waist down during the Whitney tribute?
You mean as far as, like, maybe she's gained some of that Weight Watchers weight back?
Or do you think she has a penis?
Oh, yeah. No.
But you said
like
lumpy.
Her hips was like an overstuffed sofa.
Okay. Did anybody notice that?
I think she was as thick as usual.
Yeah, she was as thick as you. Yeah. She looked to me like she might have been a little heavier. I think perhaps airbrushing is done on some of those.
Dear,
Jennifer, also in Houston, Texas. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. Longtime listener. And I just want to say that you guys have turned me on to some really great stuff. I'm totally addicted to Breaking Bad. And the fourth season, I
that
purchased
yours?
That on
no.
Amazon. Through your page.
Hold on just a second, Jennifer. I have to.
I thought we should take credit for it.
Accuracy
no,
is important. Is there anybody on the show that watches
Breaking Bad?
Oh, okay.
Oscar Santana and RJ, yes. So that's good. Right. And what else, Jennifer, real quick?
Just anybody that hasn't used Amazon, do it. I've bought everything from beanbag chairs to iPods to Christmas cards. It's great.
God bless
and
you.
And waiting for my DVD. I got my VIP membership this year in January before I was buying everything a la carte.
Oh, God bless you, Jennifer.
Jennifer Hudson looked lumpy from the waist down because she had a waist cincher on and she didn't wear her Spanx, so her thighs were...
Wear your Spanx.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jennifer. We appreciate the call. And one more from Maryland, 410. Hello. Is this Lowell Melser?
It is not Lowell Melser.
Go ahead, sir.
This is Greg from the chat room. Is no one going to mention that Rob's post on Whitney Houston was a quote from Gone with the Wind?
I thought it was obvious.
What did he say? What did the old queen say?
It was the line from Red Butler that he hates waste.
Yes, Red Butler.
Oh, see, I read it and I liked it, yeah, and I didn't know it was from Gone with the Wind.
I was citing one of my favorite lines from the movie, which is...
I thought that was yours. I even read that to Carla. Yeah. I said, Rob wrote a really poignant thing about Whitney Houston, and you got it from Gone with the Wind?
But it's a valid point.
Okay, you homo. Thank you very much.
By the way,
there's anything wrong with that.
Whitney Houston had nothing to do with the movie, so I felt okay.
We'll take a break.
I'm confused.
Just a credit for it.
We'll take a break. Greg can come back with Rob's.
Hi, I'm Greg. Is no one going to mention this? Hi, it's Greg from the chat room.
We'll be right back.
I wonder if Greg can still play guitar.
It's time for Mrs. Spiewak's Audio Vault, brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop.
Mother Spiewak.
Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pâtés. And in these doldrums of winter, in the middle of February, what better way to sit in your house and hunker down with a big bottle of booze and cheese and pate.
They drink wine and Gone with the Wind.
It's Oakton Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including artisan breads from Panorama. Oakton Wine Shop. Is it artesian or artisan?
Artisan.
Artisan breads from Panorama, OaktonWineShop.com, or hit their ad on our website.
It's decal, Mike.
Time to...
Oh, my God, gay.
It's time to bring Rob Spiewak in here, and what do you got for the Audio Vault today?
Well, I want
to
play one more time.
Happy Valentine's Day.
There he goes. We talked a little Whitney. We talked a little bit about the soft side. Here's some of the news stuff. Here's the statement from the Los Angeles coroner. Coroner,
we have concluded
rather.
The autopsy on Miss... Whitney Houston. It was concluded today. There will be no cause of death at this time because it is pending toxicology, and that could take up to 6 to 8 weeks. At this time, her cause of death is deferred, and we are finishing with all of our testing, and will be an ongoing investigation.
Okay, am I the only one a little too happy, that coroner? Yeah. Little too
it's a
like
big day for him.
A little yeah. too yeah. into it. Yeah. The corners creep me out.
Well, he's
I'm
an
sorry.
He's the assistant coroner, and I guess he's very happy that it happened on a weekend, so his boss didn't get to do the statement. Mm, it fell
sure.
onto him.
Yeah, because he had a little.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
I was just going to say, for what it's worth, the latest update from the coroner's office is that no signs of foul play, and I don't think any of us has suspected
no.
that, but it has been virtually ruled out, and expect that to not be in the cause of death.
Although even though I don't have all the details uh-huh. yet, perhaps foul play on the fact that that entourage. That you know the alleged entourage that she was with, you know, how the F long well, you leave somebody that's in that yeah. condition
who's
in the bathroom.
Been drinking yeah. and taking pills.
Yeah, exactly.
Drinking and Xanax, and that's right. The insiders
really,
say they found her submerged in the bathroom.
I'd love to know how long she was in there. You know, that's the Irish in me. I like to blame people. I sure. shouldn't be like that because really, if she was all pilled up and boozed up and she drowned in the tub, but god damn it, you
well,
know,
are
you there? Hello.
Yeah, an hour later.
The true Irish person would only blame the pills, though, not the booze.
Yeah, that's true.
They have overnight DNA tests where if you get someone pregnant, you can actually send it out to a lab and get an answer if you're the father. Or
you
not.
Use it regularly.
No, I just know about them.
Oscar
I
subscribes.
Did a story on them. Yeah. But I just why does it take 6 to 8 weeks to get to toxicology?
Well, one thing, and I think this plays into this next tape, E! News says that there's actually a security hold on
yes.
the autopsy.
Right. Reportedly, the autopsy has been completed on Whitney Houston, but the results are not being released. We're told by authorities that they've been placed on a security hold. Now, this is an interesting development. Originally, authorities told us that there was no sign of suspicious or criminal intent of any kind.
Right.
By putting it on a security hold, it's now raising questions on whether this investigation may be going in a new direction, but authorities tell us the investigation is still ongoing and there's no results.
And what right. could Weird, possibly though. Go wrong? It's Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure
right.
they're fine. I'm
Jesus.
Sure they're fine.
Yeah, they now, screw it up.
What's this glove doing in here?
We yeah. talked about the way Whitney sounded and the way she sounds when, you know, recently.
Right, right.
And just a couple clips to remind you and one that will really stagger you, but I want to start. This is her performing. Again, this is not in a studio. This is not auto-tuned. This is her performing live at the 1994 Grammys. What a voice.
And
just fantastic.
Yeah,
and if you go even further yeah. back, this is her at the Grammys. I'm sorry. No, this is at a party for Arista Records, I think, in 1990.
I decided long ago.
Wow.
Beauteous.
Never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I succeed.
And the
I said to Carla yeah. last night that, you know, throughout all the drug stuff, something was mentioned today with one of the E! Reporters that I guess had seen her in her last days and said that she smelled of alcohol and cigarettes.
Yeah.
And one of the things that always amazed me was that Frank Sinatra and all those guys could do what they did. With
and
the,
still
the
make it, Because
of all the stuff that's going to do it to you, you know, the drugs and everything else, I think cigarette smoking with an instrument like that would
it's
probably
destroying it.
Really right. be a way to screw it up. And if she was doing that behind closed doors, I think that, you know, that alone could put you. She lost her instrument early on.
If you lose your instrument, if you lose that gift, why wouldn't she drink and do pills? Wouldn't that kill you? I mean, even
yeah.
if you are the person who destroyed
right.
yourself,
right.
It has to mess with your head.
Right.
And now you're starting to get the stuff like, well, we have Whitney's final interview and we have Whitney's final performance. I have clips of both. Her final interview, according to E, is they were interviewing Clive Davis and Brandy, mm-hmm. and she walked on because
she crashed it. Yeah.
Do you have the audio of this?
Yes.
I'd like to hear what you. Because she looked like hell.
Yes, she did. Yeah. Now, I also, you can sort of glean from this, I think Clive is Bobby Christina's godfather.
Okay.
So I think that he actually was named the godfather of her
right.
Bobby show. But here's her crashing the Clive Davis interview. And you did your Clive impression earlier. You get to hear a little bit of how accurate
yes,
it is here.
Yes, Clive.
Did you hear your name? Did you hear They've been paying tribute. They've been paying tribute.
This is my dad. I'll see you later. I'll see you later. On. Mom. Come see her. Come see hi. Come say hi to your godfather.
Okay.
Come say hi to your goddad.
So yeah, it's kind of that way all the time. That's getting up, getting back down, getting up,
yep.
getting back down. And I think that's, it's obvious.
And they're talking about her final performance ever, which really wasn't a performance. There was a Grammy. It's so weird that this happened right around the Grammys. So there's so much footage of
yes.
her recently. Thursday, there was a Grammy luncheon. And when she got up on stage, she sang a little bit odd choice, Jesus Loves Me. And so they're saying this is her final performance.
Say, Whitney!
Nothing.
So it's nothing, yeah.
She has no voice. They were worried about her at the Grammys.
Now, the thing is that I wanted to leave you with something a little more upbeat. I found this over the weekend, and it blew me away. They've isolated the vocal track from her song, How Will I Know? And keep in mind, this is no instruments. There's some background singers because they're on the same track. Listen to the purity of this voice.
There's a boy I know. He's the one I dream of. Looks into my eyes. Takes me to the clouds above.
Do you have the hook?
Yeah. Oh, I lose.
Got the whole record here.
Control.
Best reverb I've ever heard.
Can't seem to get enough. When I wake from dreaming.
I just want to hear when she goes
tell
up into
me, is it really love? Ooh, how will I know?
Don't trust your feelings.
How will I know?
Thought we'd go on with that a little bit. That's amazing. Boy, that's incredible. Yeah, I mean, that's I'm glad
is that
you're
that's from her first album, right?
I think it is.
Yeah,
just
amazing.
And just really, she was. I mean, there are certain people that, you know, just stand out on their talent alone. And I think that's the reason everybody's getting all whacked out about her.
Yeah,
is because that her talent touched a lot of people.
Sadly,
like what I said before.
It's too common a story. That's the thing that is so hard.
Right.
Donnie Simpson, who is a national
figure. Was all over. Donnie knew her very well.
Yes. He was on the news last night, and he mentioned, he said, look, for what it's worth, he's like, yes, she had some demons, but she also did so much good as well. She would donate her talent to all these great causes.
Yep.
And she would do it without really being recognized for it.
Yeah. And Donnie, you know, it's just, I looked at Donnie there, and they said, will there ever be another one? I said, yeah, of course. There's the next Whitney Houston. I hope she's out there watching right now, which I thought was pretty cool.
Very helpful.
Donnie to say. And, you know, Donnie, it's like one of the reasons I realized when I hear Donnie talk about, and Whitney called me and put me on the phone when they were singing this song to her, it made me realize why I was always so jealous of Donnie.
Of course.
So very,
who wouldn't?
Very,
I mean, he's
jealous
got that,
of Donnie.
And he's better looking.
Yes. And, yes. Yeah, just jealous. Just jealous. And jealous of him, you know. Hey, you know, we used to play golf at the same joint.
Right.
And when Donnie was, you know, making all this money, and I was almost, and Donnie was playing, I said, oh, Donnie just teed off with Michael Jordan. I'm like, Donnie.
That's Donnie.
You know what, Donnie Simpson, if you'd like to call in right now, we'll actually keep you on the phone while we do the podcast. We'll let you listen to it happen.
Oh, yeah. He's listening.
That's okay. We pretty much covered the Grammys. Dave Grohl got really badly cut off when he won one of his awards, but I love
the fact that
he kept talking.
And this is about what goes on in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Seacrest.
Isn't that everything that's wrong with show business right there?
Well, it wasn't like they were playing him to commercial. They were playing him to Ryan Seacrest.
I
keep
know.
Talking, dude.
Right.
I do agree. Paul McCartney got a lot of crap last night for playing his new easy listening song, Valentine. But I think he won him back when he closed by playing most of side B of Abbey Road. And he dedicated it to Whitney. My favorite moment, though, is on the album when they do the guitar solos after the drums. It was actually Paul and John and George trading solos on the
album.
May
I offer a drummer's perspective?
Yes, please do.
That to me was Welcome to Hell.
How come?
Because at the end, it was you had Joe Walsh.
Right.
You had Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
You had Paul McCartney.
The Goo Goo Dolls. That guy from the Goo Goo Dolls.
The guy from the Goo Goo Dolls and one other guitar player.
Yeah,
that were trading guitar licks. And just as somebody who's played in a live band and happens to be a drummer, Welcome to Hell.
You're
like,
care for that.
Guitar player's gone wild. Let's turn up. Let's do all our.
So you're automatically in sixth place when that happens.
Yes, unfortunately.
But I thought it was nice that they let them all take the solos. One of my favorites. But obviously, Mike.
Not everybody
agrees.
Enjoyed it.
Brad Pitt was on the Actors Studio with James Lipton, who makes me look like
we
a
gotta, yeah, we got time for one or two more.
Okay,
here.
Then let me close with this. We'll do Brad Pitt tomorrow. Right. A Chicago teen won a $1,000 bond because he designed a logo for the police. And it turns out that the logo involved hands in such a way that they were making a gang
so
sign.
This was for a decal.
It was for a decal.
A decal.
A sticker. And we have the news story here. If you're ever on the news, Mike, please compose yourself before the cameras start rolling. I go now to the Chicago News.
The city says it won't use the design after all because they think it shows gang signs. Here is a look at the drawing. You can see several hands pictured above a heart. Well, some say those hands are displaying a well-known gang signal. The devastated teen says that's completely untrue.
Here's the kid.
And I don't think that's fair. I tried the best I can. I don't got nothing. That art design doesn't have nothing to do with no gangs. Nothing.
City leaders say they haven't decided.
Incidentally, you can stop it right there. Yeah. That was also my reaction when the Red Sox told me I was going to be the PA.
We're sorry, Mr. O'Mara. We're going with someone local.
And I don't think that's fair. I tried the best I can. I don't got nothing. That art design doesn't have nothing to do with no games. Nothing.
That is your magic audio
artist. Good stuff. We'll take a break. Come back with news and Buzz Burbank right here. And don't forget, at the end of the podcast today, we're going to throw out that that version of the national anthem everybody's probably heard it already. But VZ put it up yesterday on Facebook. I placed it on my my Facebook page as well.
I'm posted on Facebook, Tony.
We'll have that for you. We'll be back with Buzz in the News. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's get Whitney on here. Might as well talk it up. Whitney Houston on AWeba. Whatever.
It was like having Tom Kent back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Almost.
Let's get the news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix, now featuring original content produced by Netflix exclusively for Netflix customers. Join today so you don't miss Stevie Van Zandt's new gangster-style series, Lilyhammer. That's only with Netflix, where you can instantly watch TV shows and movies on practically any device as often as you want for just $7.99 a month. For 30 days free, click the Netflix ad on our website. Thank you. It isn't news that gas prices are going up. That isn't news. What is news? You know that already. What is news is that they're going to keep going up, maybe to $5 a gallon by the end of summer in some cities. They're up 20 cents from a month ago, and they're due to go up another 60 cents by Memorial Day, by spring. The average price for regulars now about $3.51 a gallon, which is about 40 cents higher than it was a year ago at this time. This, of course, means higher prices to follow for food and other goods shipped by truck. Increased tension in the Middle East, Iran's threat to close oil shipping lanes, busted refineries in the U.S., and the more expensive summer-grade gasoline are all getting the blame for these higher prices.
But this happens every spring, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. Right.
I mean, they always seem to have a different reason, but gas always goes up for Memorial Day.
They make up a new reason. Sick to my stomach.
Time to get a leaf.
I just can't do that commute anymore.
What will you do? Is this a good idea? Our military special ops people, the same people who took out Osama bin Laden, want more autonomy. Admiral Bill McRaven, who oversaw the Navy SEAL operation at bin Laden's compound, says his people ought to be able to decide for themselves when and where to strike based on intelligence they receive, not necessarily commands from above. Special ops would be getting more money under this new budget that cuts the military spending overall in the U.S. But should special ops forces be free to operate without direction from the White House or top command at the Pentagon? The White House and the State Department have no comment on the Admiral's suggestion.
So this is ongoing, and we'll hear more about it, I hope?
Or less, because, it's one of those things, I'm not sure the White House even wants to talk about this. This guy, I think in a lot of people's opinions, has overstepped his authority, and this is certainly going to step on the toes of regional commanders in the U.S. military.
Well, I guess so.
We'll only mention this in passing. President Obama's budget proposal out today, because although it does propose to cut the deficit by $4 trillion over the next 10 years and provide jobs through rebuilding our roads and bridges and such, it doesn't stand a chance in Congress. The Senate won't pass it without the House. The House can't pass it without the Tea Party. The Obama budget seeks to reduce the deficit through less war spending and by taxing the rich. Now, Arizona, concerned that the federal government's still not doing enough about illegal border crossings, is considering setting up its own militia along the border. The Arizona State Militia, the State Guard, actually, it would be called, would focus on immigrants and drug smugglers, but could also respond to natural disasters.
What could possibly go wrong?
Hey, I'm sorry about that, Oscar. Right.
Arizona lawmakers, just mistaken identity. Mm-hmm. Arizona lawmakers will vote tomorrow on funding for the militia. A lot of folks in Florida praised the decision to let citizens carry guns into places like churches, calling it a Second Amendment victory and a win for people looking to defend themselves.
Do you regret wearing a gun to your Red Sox audition?
I think that probably put me down on the list.
But it was a Red Sox logoed gun.
But I think the barrel was too long.
I understand. Hey, but I've heard that before.
If you have the papers, you can take one to church with you.
It was a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
I see. Wow.
And I said, I know what you're thinking. No. Go ahead.
Well, yesterday, a pastor's 20-year-old daughter was wounded in the head when a Ruger 9mm was accidentally discharged right after the service. She is in critical condition.
Oh, no.
The owner of the gun is a licensed security officer who has a concealed carry permit.
You know, it's just scary. You do see that down there.
Yeah.
You see them walk into a convenience store and they've got a sidearm, and it's very disconcerting.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Especially those dandies.
The dandies.
With their chrome pistols.
Right.
Now, a Monkey News Network update from the home office in Florida. In fact, near our headquarters in Ocala.
Are we still maintaining the headquarters?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
Stop by and buy
Ocala?
A t-shirt.
Florida is the home state,
right.
But the actual headquarter office is in Ocala, Florida.
All weirdness sort of radiates from Ocala.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Legend has it that the monkeys got loose during the filming of a Tarzan movie there in the 1930s.
That's others, terrific.
Others say the monkeys were brought to the Silver Springs area to add excitement to a local theme park. Now, there are monkeys everywhere, and now State Wildlife Department sees them as a threat to humans. More than 700 rhesus monkeys have been captured in the last 10 years. There are more out there. Most of the ones who are captured become scientific experiments, unfortunately.
Oh, you know, they brought them for an amusement park, and yet I don't find this at all amusing.
And finally, Anne Murray.
Yes.
Not that one.
Oh, not the Canadian troubadour.
Anne Murray of South Bend, Indiana, may be regretting calling the police on her home invader. 45-year-old Keith Davis is behind bars now for breaking and entering at Anne's home. All he really took was a small glass of orange juice.
Yum.
What he left behind included a cooked chicken, folded laundry, and a swept floor. Because he broke in to do chores, he's now undergoing psychiatric evaluation. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds or any work of art you create. It's your one-of-a-kind keepsake headquarters. If you need an object or you dream up an object, visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. And now, if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, we're going to play it for you right now. Really, arguably, the best version of the national anthem I've ever heard. And I hope you agree. And we'll finish it up with Whitney Houston. Rest in peace, Whitney.
Stop. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.